Hello, welcome to Rebound, the fast-paced test of knowledge and nerve. Today, six contestants are all hoping to win thousands of pounds. But in this game, it's not just about beating each other, it's about beating this, the Rebound Bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see you stepping up to the bar today.
Hello, my name is Andy. I am a data analyst and I'm from London.
Hi, I'm Arlene. I'm an executive assistant from Warwickshire.
Hi, I'm Sid. I'm a revenue inspector and I'm from Ilford in Essex.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm a writer from Lytham St Anne's.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a geography teacher and I'm from Hull.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a mental health nurse and I'm from Manchester.
Welcome, all of you, and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's Fast Cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. And they'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these countries is the smallest in terms of area? Get ready for the rebound. Luxembourg, Liechtenstein, Malta or Cyprus? We're looking for the smallest in terms of area. You've all locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. Ryan, you're the geography teacher.
I am the geography teacher. I don't know smallest areas of countries off by heart, but I think it's between A and B, Liechtenstein or Luxembourg.
Could be embarrassing if you get it wrong.
Well, yeah. Really.
What would the people say when you...
I'm sure I will probably not stop hearing about it for years.
Sid, Cyprus?
Cyprus rang a bell for me, so I'll go for it.
OK, let's see who's correct. The answer is Liechtenstein. It's 160 square kilometres, much smaller than the rest. So well done to Arlene and Andy and Sarah. But let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. Well done to Sarah. £729 you banked and a great start. Ryan, you're not going to live this down, are you?
No, definitely not.
Let's see if you do better in the next question. Start the bar. Which of these Harry Potter books was published first? Get ready for that rebound. Half-Blood Prince, Goblet of Fire, Deathly Hallows, Prisoner of Azkaban. All Harry Potter books, but we're looking for the one that was published first. Sid, you're shaking your head. Have you read any Harry Potter books?
I've not even seen any of the films.
Could be in trouble then. Let's see what you liked, Tim. Sid, you went for Goblet of Fire then?
Yeah.
OK, well, you're in good company, cos, Arlene, you also went for Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, I think it was between two. My daughter's just started reading them now, so I'm not quite... I don't quite know too much about it, but we'll go for it.
Well, Amanda, you went for Prisoner of Azkaban, and you're a writer.
Yeah.
You need to get this right, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm sure Prisoner of Azkaban was one of the first of the seven, so I think it's that one.
Fingers crossed you're right.
Fingers crossed.
Correct answer is... It is Prisoner of Azkaban. You were right, Amanda. And so were you, Ryan. So you got the geography question wrong.
I'm a big Harry Potter fan. Prisoner of Azkaban's third, Goblet of Fire fourth, Deathly Hallows is the last one. And the Order of the Phoenix was the fifth one.
Well, you're pretty good. Give us lots of facts. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. Well done, Ryan. £548. All that knowledge paid off. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these was King Henry VIII's third wife? Here's the rebound. Anne of Cleves, Jane Seymour, Catherine Howard or Catherine Parr? We're looking for the third wife of Henry VIII. Let's see what you locked in. Ooh! All in agreement here. You're all historians then. Arlene, Jane Seymour?
A particular interest of mine is Tudor history, so if I get this wrong, I'll be really disappointed.
And Amanda, you...
I was running divorce, beheaded, die, divorce, beheaded, survive through my head, so that's the only way I could think of it.
You're either all right or you're either all wrong.
That's true,
Let's see if you are. You're all right. So the key thing is, how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Well, you all got lots of money, but Andy, £865. Well done to you. So that's the end of Fast Cash. Good time to look at the leaderboard, isn't it, and see how you're all getting on. Sid, you're behind with £530, but there's plenty of time to catch up because you can steal someone else's cash. Ryan, you're in third place. And look at that, a draw at the top. Andy and Arlene, we can't separate you. You're both on £1,457. Congratulations, you're in the lead as we head into round two. Get set for battle. It's time to go head to head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against another, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right, and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly, and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Arlene and Andy, you're both on £1,457, but Arlene, because you locked in the quickest in the first Fast Cash question, you're up first. Come and join me. Now, Arlene, you're a qualified scuba diver, aren't you?
Yes,
that sounds
I am.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I learnt to dive in Kenya, and I can dive to 100 feet.
Wow.
I've been all over the world. Love it, whenever I can.
Will you be diving for treasure today?
I hope so, if I can come up for air.
Well, for this head-to-head, it's sink or swim. But you get to choose your opponent. We're going to give you a little bit of help, though, because have a look at the leaderboard. So Ryan, Sarah, Amanda or Sid. Or you could choose Andy, who's on level pegging with you. Have a good look at them as well. Often you can work out who's the best one to play. Who are you going to go for?
I think I'm going to go for Ryan. He's got a good amount of cash for stealing, and he's so tall. I need to get him out of the show. I'm only 5'1".
So it's a battle of the heights then. Yeah. You're quite short,
yes.
He's very tall.
Absolutely.
Ryan, do you like those reasons?
It would even things up a bit in the height kind of stakes, but no, I'll be hoping to sink her.
That's scuba diving. Ryan, Arlene, step up to the bar. Arlene, you have the advantage going into this game because you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? European flags or world landmarks?
World landmarks, please.
No hesitation there. No. Why is that?
It's just got to be easier, as far as I'm concerned.
Remember, you're talking to a geography teacher here.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to see some images of famous world landmarks. Just tell me what each one is. You each have three lives. Lose those lives and you are going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Ryan, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first landmark. Start the bar.
Statue of Liberty.
Taj Mahal.
Sydney Opera House.
Great Wall of China.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Ayers Rock.
Mount Rushmore.
Sugarloaf Mountain.
Christ the Redeemer.
Oh!
In Rio. You know that?
Yes, of course.
It's not Sugarloaf Mountain.
No,
that's
it isn't.
In
I know it isn't.
South Africa, isn't it? So, you've lost a life. Arlene, you're down to two lives. Well done, Ryan. You're in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. What will it be? Roman numerals or phonetic alphabet?
Let's go phonetic alphabet, I think.
Why is that?
I'm just not quite sure the Roman numerals thing. It might be tough to work out if you're given lots of digits, like lots of the letters to work out.
Up will flash a letter. You need to say which word is used in the NATO phonetic alphabet to represent that letter. To start with, Arlene, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first letter. Start the bar.
Alpha.
Bravo.
Oscar.
Foxtrot.
Yankee.
Sierra.
Tango.
Hotel.
X-ray.
Papa.
Juliet.
Whiskey.
Mike.
Umbrella.
Uniform. So you're down to two lives. So it's game on. Two lives each. Arlene, you're back in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. What will it be?
Okay.
Fashion designers or children's authors?
I'm going to go with children's authors. My daughter's 9, so I'm reading a lot of children's books, so give it a go.
OK, you're about to see the names of some well-known children's authors. Each name has a word missing. This time, Ryan, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first children's author. Start the bar.
Rowling.
Dahl.
Doctor.
Milne.
Beatrix.
Wilson.
Lighton.
Judy.
David.
Michael.
Just too late, Michael Mapurgo, but you're just too slow, Arlene.
Never mind.
You're down to one life now. But, Ryan, you're on top now. You're in control of the game. Right. What's the next category going to be? Boxers or reality TV stars?
I'm going to plump for boxers in the hope that Arlene maybe doesn't know some of them.
Playing tactically, Arlene, do you like boxing?
No, but equally, reality TV stars, no. So go for it.
Oh, well, you're about to see some images of famous boxers. Just tell me their names. Arlene, lose this life and you're going home. This time, Arlene, the bar will be heading to you first.
Okay.
Here's your first boxer. Start the bar.
Muhammad Ali.
Mike Tyson.
Chris Eubank.
Lennox Lewis.
Prince Nassim.
I just couldn't think.
He's a boxer, but he's about four times the size of
that. Well, do you know what? Pictures is just not my thing. I was thinking it might have been the missing words thing again.
So we found a weakness, and you are in control now, Arlene. And we are down to one life each. Whoever loses this one is going home. Arlene, what's the next category going to be? Addition or multiplication?
OK. Let's go for multiplication.
Are you good at maths?
Not hugely. But times tables are sort of like a rhyme, aren't they? You learn them so much, so I'm thinking that might be easier.
This is really important for you. You lose
it
and you're out.
I know.
Well, let's see. You're going to see some multiplication sums. Just give me the right answer. You each have one life. Lose that life, you're going home. Start with this time, Ryan. The bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first sum. Start the bar.
One.
10.
18.
24.
72.
56.
66.
220.
94. It's 104.
It's 104, not 94.
Right.
10 out. You're out, I'm afraid, Ryan.
That's
it's really sad to see you go. And to make matters worse, Arlene steals all your money, which gives you, Arlene, all that £1,381 that Ryan had comes across to you, and you now have £2,838.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you in the next round, Arlene. Ryan, I'm afraid you've been beaten by the bar. Andy, with £1,457, you'll be playing next. Come and join me. Andy, you play a bit of tennis, don't you?
I do, yeah, I love tennis.
You've seen that round between Arlene and Ryan. It's a bit like tennis, isn't
it? Yeah, it's much faster than the tennis that I normally play.
But that might hold you in good stead, the fact that you know about rallies and you bounce the ball back.
Yeah, I think tennis makes me a very competitive person as well, which I think is going to put me in good stead for this.
Well, you get to choose who you play next. Have a look at the leaderboard, because this should help you out. You can steal their money, Sarah, Amanda or Sid. You're going to be choosing who you're playing in the head-to-head. But don't tell me now. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Arlene won our first head-to-head, but who'll join her in the next round? Right, Andy, you've had time to decide. Who are you going to pick?
There's actually quite a difficult choice here. If I were to pick Sid, I think I would end up being third on the leaderboard, so it has to be between the two ladies. I think I would like to choose Sarah. Her knowledge set and my knowledge set are going to be quite opposite to each other.
You're an analyst by profession and spoken like a journalist. You've worked this all out, haven't you? Sarah, what do you make of that?
Well, I'll say give you a run for your money.
Bring it on. Sarah and Andy, step up to the bar. Andy, you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? Colours in movie titles or animals in book titles?
Interesting. I'm not much of a bookworm at all. I do watch quite a lot of movies, Therefore, I think I'm going to have to go with Colours in Movie Titles.
Colours in Movie Titles it is. Would you have gone for that, Sarah?
Yeah, probably. I'm more of a film buff as well. Not so much a bookworm. Mm.
OK, you're about to see the titles of some movies that all have a colour in their title. The colour has been blanked out. All you have to do is tell us what it is. You each have three lives. Lose those lives and you are going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Mm-hmm. This time, Sarah, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first movie title. Start the bar.
Pink.
Yellow.
Scarlet.
Green.
Orange.
Blue.
Purple.
White. Single white female. Really
no.
good film.
Just
bit of a horror. That was a horror
was
story
horror?
For you.
I'm not a fan of horror films.
Bit of a thriller,
Sorry.
Horror.
Oh, no. Not
twist
my
in
bag.
The tail. Have you got a twist in the tail for this? You're down to two lives. You'll
yeah.
need a twist. You need to turn things around. Andy, yeah. you stay in control of the game. And you get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? Hellraisers or Famous Misters?
I'm not entirely sure what Hellraisers is. On that basis, I'll have to go with Famous Misters.
Famous Misters it is. Would you have gone for that, Sarah?
Possibly would have plucked Famous Misters.
You're about to see images of some famous characters who are all known as a mister. All you need to do is tell me who they are. Andy, you have three lives. Sarah, you're down to two lives now. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. The bar will once again be heading to you, Sarah. Here's your first mister. Start the bar.
Bean.
T.
Blobby.
Spock.
Motivator.
Burns.
Darcy.
Potato Head.
Incredible.
Yin.
Miyahi. Yeah. Oh,
Miyahi,
you
yes.
knew that, didn't you?
Karate Kid, is it?
That's right, yeah. yeah. Yes. Well, what it means is you've each got two lives. And Sarah, you're in control of things.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It feels good, yeah.
Well, okay. you get the choice of the category. What's it going to be? UK counties or US states?
I did a gap year sort of out in America, so I have travelled a little bit. I've not done much of it, but I've done a bit, so probably seen maybe more of the US than I have of the UK, so we'll go for US states.
Is that your choice, Andy, or would it have been?
If it's anagrams of them or something, I think I'll be all over this one. We'll have to see what comes up, though.
You've been to America before?
No, but I am quite familiar with all of the states, so that should help.
Well, you're about to see the names of some US states. Each will have letters missing. I want you to give me the complete name. Andy, this time, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first US state. Start the bar.
New York.
California.
Kentucky.
Colorado.
Nevada.
Arizona.
Oopsie-daisy.
So that gap year didn't pay off?
No, turns out I never went to Arizona, so that's my excuse.
Yeah, it's a good excuse.
Oh, yeah.
But you're still down to one life.
Yeah.
Lose that life, you're going home. Andy, back in control of the game? Let's decide our next category, shall we? Footwear or DIY tools?
I'm not much of a fashion buff, so I'm going to have to go with what I think you might not know so well, so I'll go with DIY tools.
Is he right?
Well, I bought a house 2 years ago and we've been doing it up a lot since.
Ooh, that's telling you, Andy.
I think either way I was going to be at a disadvantage here.
OK, well, you've got two lives. Sarah, you have one life. You're about to see some anagrams of different DIY tools. All I need you to do is solve them. Remember, you can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. But I'll be heading to you, Sarah. Here's your first DIY tool. Start the bar.
Saw.
File.
Drill.
Hammer.
Spanner.
Pliers.
Wrench. A wrench. Wrench.
A wrench is something we keep our horses in
it
America. A wrench is something completely different, and that's what you needed. It means you've lost your final life, Sarah.
It does.
It means you're going home, and to make matters worse, you lose all your money. You had £1,372, but that all goes across to Andy. Andy, you now have £2,829. There's a big grin in your face.
Feels good.
We're going to see you in the next round. Well done.
Thank you.
Sarah, I'm afraid you've been beaten by the bar. So, Amanda and Sid, that leaves you to battle it out for the last spot. Step up to the bar. Amanda, you're a writer.
Yes.
So if you were writing a story for this Rebound episode, how would it end?
Oh, well, I'd come out the winner. Well, I mean, there's always got to be a happy ending, so at least if I'm going to get it right, is like make sure I win everybody else's money.
I can just see it. The sunset, you...
Sunset, me on a beach.
Big satchel full of cash.
Yeah, that'll do me.
It's a dream at the moment.
Yeah.
You've got to make it reality. Okay. Sid, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm afraid you're not in control of the game, though. Amanda gets to choose the first category. What will it be? Musicals or James Bond movies?
Now, I do like a bit of both of those. I like James Bond and I like musicals, but I'm probably a little bit more clued up on the musicals. I'm not so sure about Sid.
I was in Cats, you know.
No, I wasn't. There's a mouse.
Actually, more of a Bond man. Musicals, sort of know them, but let's see how it goes.
Up will flash the titles of songs from well-known musicals. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in the missing word. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. This time, Sid, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first song. Start the bar.
Argentina.
Dreamed.
Glorious.
Phantom.
Morning.
Greece.
Dream.
Gimme.
Walk.
Gone.
Rich man. If I were a rich man.
Yeah, completely gone.
Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, Fiddler on the Roof, yeah. Top
Amanda,
on.
It means you've lost a life. You're down to two lives now. Sid? It's easy. Three lives. You're in control of the game.
Cool.
What's the next category going to be? Airports or chemical elements?
I'll go with... It's a toss between them two. I don't know. Let me go with airports.
Airports it is. Amanda, would you have chosen that?
Either, really. It's probably both as vague as each other, so...
Look, you don't want to lose another life.
No.
Up will flash some international airport codes. All you have to do is tell me which city each airport serves. Sid, you have three lives. Amanda, you're down to two lives. Amanda, this time the bar will be going to you. Here's your first code. Start the bar.
John F. Kennedy. Does that not count?
No, it was New York. We were looking for the city
right. That
the airport's in.
Yeah.
Amanda, it means you're down to one life.
Yep.
You're hanging on in there.
Okay.
But you've got to get it right now.
Yep.
Sid, well chosen.
It was, weren't it?
A bit of breathing space here. And you get to choose the next category. What will it be? Nobel Prize winners or Olympic champions?
There's only one I'm going for. Olympic champions.
Why is that?
I ain't got a clue about Nobel Prize winners. Forget that one.
It's lucky you were deciding. You're about to see images of some Olympic champions. Just tell me their names. Once again, Amanda, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first Olympic champion. Start the bar.
Usain Bolt.
Carl Lewis.
Can't remember his name. Gone.
Stephen Redgrave. You must have known that.
I can remember people's first names, last names I'm totally hopeless with.
It means you've lost your last life, you're going home. Super Sid goes through with three lives.
Really sweet, man. That's how I like it.
You're doing really well now and you're through to the next round. Hey, Amanda, it gets bad for you.
I know, he's got it all.
Gets even worse, he steals all your cash.
Yeah.
You had £1,161, but Sid steals all of that. You only had £530. He's now got £1,691. How does that feel, Sid?
Just show me the money. Bring it on.
We'll see you in the next round. Amanda, you've been beaten by the bar. So, three players remain, Arlene, Andy and Sid. Who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Andy, Arlene and Sid have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it into the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. Which of these actresses has received the most Oscar nominations? Get ready for the rebound. Kate Winslet, Helen Mirren, Kate Blanchett or Judi Dench? We're looking for the one with the most Oscar nominations. You've all locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. You're all in agreement. You've all gone for Judi Dench. Sid, happy with that?
Yeah, definitely. She's been in a lot of Bond movies, so, yeah.
Arlene?
She's just one of the greatest actresses ever, so I'm guessing it's her.
Let's see if you're right. You are right. Let's see who was the fastest and who managed to get the most cash. Well done, Andy. You got £754. Dame Judi Dench has been nominated 7 times and won once. Move on to the next question. Start the bar. Which of these transport systems is the oldest? Here comes that rebound. Paris Metro, New York Subway, London Underground or Moscow Metro? We're looking for the oldest of these transport systems. Let's see what you locked in. Sid, you went for the Paris Metro.
I did, yeah. I think that was the oldest. It's either that or the New York one, and I think it was the Metro.
Andy, you chose something different.
Yeah, before the answers came up, I thought it might have been London or New York.
New York, London. Let's see what the correct answer is. It is London, the London Underground. In 1863, it was opened. So you should have gone for the other one. You've missed out on a valuable chance to bank some cash, guys. Come on, let's see what we can do in the next question. Start the bar. In rugby union, which of these is worth the most points? Here comes that rebound. The conversion kick, the drop goal, the penalty kick or the try? All ways of scoring points in rugby, but we're looking for the one that gives you the most points. Let's see what you locked in. Oh, a bit of a mixed bag. Andy, you went for a try.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's definitely.
Do you play rugby?
Definitely not.
Oh, you could be a scrum half. Arlene, you went for a conversion kick.
A sport is not my thing.
OK, let's see who got the right answer. That's right, it is a try. Well done, Sid and Andy, you got it right. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Andy, really quick on the buzzer there. £865 coming to you. Well done. On with the next. Start the bar. Which of these 1960s events took place first? Here comes that rebound. The Cuban Missile Crisis, Tokyo Olympics, JFK assassinated, or Man on the Moon? We're looking for the event there which took place first. Let's see what you locked in. So, Andy, you went for the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, Man on the Moon was 69, I know that much. I can't remember when Tokyo was, but I'm pretty sure the Cuban Missile Crisis was whilst Kennedy was president, I think, so therefore I've gone with that before he was assassinated.
Good logic there, good logic. Worked it out a bit. Arlene, you chose the same.
And I actually agree with Andy, and that's what I was thinking, that I knew JFK was involved in the missile crisis, so I went for that.
OK, Sid, you're on your own here.
I am. I weren't born then, so I was just pure guess. JFK was the only one I can sort of remember, so I went, go for it.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is the Cuban Missile Crisis. Well done, Arlene and Andy. You got it right. How fast were you, though, and how much cash did you bank? Well done, Andy. £590. You got the most there. And this is your last chance to bank some cash. Start the bar. Which of these geologic periods is the oldest? Here comes the rebound. Jurassic, Triassic, Cretaceous or Devonian? We're looking for the oldest out of those four. You're all locked in. Let's see what you chose. well, you can't all be right here. One of you could be right, but some of you are going to miss out on some cash. Let's start with you, Arlene. Jurassic.
Well, you know, it's a film. I don't know. I haven't got a clue.
And Sid, Triassic.
I'm going with Arlene. Jurassic, I knew, so I thought, it can't be that one. Go for Jurassic. I don't know.
Well, what is the correct answer? Let's have a look. It's Devonian. You all got it wrong. You all missed out on a chance to bank some cash in our final question. But it's still a good time to look at the leaderboard and check out how you're doing. Sid, you're in third place with £3,084. Arlene, you're in second place. And well done to Andy. You're way out in front with £5,038. You're in the lead as we head into the next round. But remember, only one of them can make it into the rebound final. And we're about to find out who. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Andy, Arlene and Sid each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop the bar and stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar will move 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Set the bars. Sid, because you banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you here. Arlene, you're in second place, so your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. And Andy, you've banked the most amount of cash so far, so that means you have the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Wayne Allwyn, Mel Blanc or Trey Parker? Start the bars. You're locked in. One of you locked in really fast. That's good, because that means you're saving time. But a couple of you were quite slow. Remember, the quicker you lock in, the better it is, because you save time on the runway. Let's see what you locked in, then. We were looking for which of these voice actors played Bugs Bunny. Were you either all right or all wrong? Let's see what the answer is. It is Mel Blanc, so you're safe for the time being. But remember, the longer you take to lock in, the more time you lose. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Macomb, Wessex or Barchester? Start the bars. You're all locked in? Very quick. We were looking for which fictional place was written about by Anthony Trollope. Let's see what you locked in. All in agreement. Oh, dear. Well, you've gone for Wessex. Arlene?
I had a feeling, but then I realised it might be Thomas Hardy, but I still went for it anyway.
Let's see what the correct answer is. Ah, it's Barchester. That's bad news for all of you. That means we're going to have to move your bars. Move on to the next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Amaretto, Sambuca or Frangelico? Start the bars. We were looking for which liqueur is flavoured with almonds. This is what you chose. All in agreement. Amaretto. Andy?
Yeah, I've had Sambuca, definitely an almond, it's disgusting. Amaretto, I think, is an almond-flavoured drink, yeah.
Sid, do you like a drink?
I don't drink.
You don't drink?
At all.
Let's see what the correct answer is. Yeah, you were right. It is Amaretto. You're all safe for the time being. On with the next. Which of these is the correct answer? Chris Coleman, Michael O'Neill or Gordon Strachan? Start the bars. Ah, varied pace in locking in there. Let's see what you chose. Bit of a mix. Arlene, you went for Michael O'Neill.
No chance. Don't know. Haven't a clue. It's football.
You don't enjoy your sport, do you?
I don't enjoy football.
Andy?
I love my football. That is right answer.
We were looking for who was appointed manager of Wales's national football team in 2012. The answer is... Yeah, it is Chris Coleman. Andy and Sid, you're safe. Arlene, this is bad news for you. We're going to have to move your bar. Let's take stock now, shall we? Andy, you've got a bit of breathing space there, haven't you? Feeling OK about that?
I'm OK with that for now, so long as it stays over there and not over here.
Arlene and Sid, you are neck and neck. Next question, though. Which of these is the correct answer? Nose, foot or ear? Start the bars. We were looking for in which part of the body can the malleus be found? This is what you locked in. All locked in, ear. Sid?
Yeah.
You good on your parts of the body?
Sort of, but, yeah, have a quick nibble with the missus every now and then on the ear, so you never know.
You can keep that between you and the missus. Any ear nibbling, Arlene?
Not at the moment.
We'll have no ear nibbling on this programme. Correct answer is? It is the ear. You all got it right, so you're all safe for the moment. Next question. Donna Karan, Tom Ford or Cara Millen? Start the bars. Oh, quick, locking in. Let's see what you chose. Arlene, you went for Donna Karan.
DKNY.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. That sounds right, doesn't it? Does that sound right, Sid?
100%. She's right. I'm wrong.
Let's see if you're right, Arlene. Yeah, she is. Donna Karan is the answer, so you're safe. Sid and Andy, we're going to move your bars. OK, guys, we're getting to the critical point in the game, particularly for you, Sid. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of space there. A wrong answer could put you out of the game. It'd be really sad to see you go. Which of these is the correct answer? Armenia, Azerbaijan or Ukraine? Start the bars. Well, you were really quick there, Sid. This is what you locked in. You all went for Azerbaijan. Arlene, you happy with that?
Total guess.
Because
Sorry.
You are in trouble.
I know.
You get this wrong, you could be going home. We were looking for which country's capital is Baku. Let's see what the correct answer is. Ooh. It is Azerbaijan. Well done. Take a deep breath. You're all safe for the time being. Next question. Harold Steptoe, Patrick Steptoe, or Albert Steptoe? Which of those is the correct answer? Start the buzz. Sid, you're out. You're out of time. Oh. You're out of the game. You're going home. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means it's between you, Arlene, and you, Andy, for a place in the final. Let's see what you locked in. You both went for Patrick Steptoe. The correct answer is... coming up, right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Andy and Arlene are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for which Steptoe was the first test tube baby. You both went for Patrick Steptoe. The correct answer is... it is Patrick Steptoe, so you're safe for the time being. Arlene, you haven't got a lot of time there. You're going to have to be really quick with this next one. Which of these is the correct answer? Lepidopterist, conchologist or philatelist? Start the bars. Oh, you've locked in just in time, Arlene. You better get this right or you're going home. Let's see what you locked in. We were, of course, looking for what name is given to a collector of shells, and you're in agreement. You've both gone for conchologist. Andy?
Yeah, I think the word conch, I think, before words means shell-like as such.
So. I agree.
Let's see if you're right. You are, you're safe. I don't know how you're going to do this, Arlene, though. You're going to have to be very rapid on our next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Courtney Pine, Yo-Yo Ma or Nigel Kennedy? Start the buzz. Arlene, you're out of time. You're out of the game. You're going home. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means, Andy, you're in our rebound final. We were looking for, in that question, which renowned musician is the most famous for playing the cello? Here's what you locked in. You locked in Courtney Pine. The correct answer is... Yo-Yo Ma. So you got it wrong, but it doesn't matter, because you're in the final. And to make things better for you, it's a little bit sweet here because you steal Arlene and Sid's money and you'll be playing for a prize of... £12,034. Take a deep breath. That's a big amount of money.
That's a huge amount of money.
What would you spend it on?
I think with that amount of money, I would love to go on holiday to America to visit the West Coast. And if I can as well, I'd like to put down a deposit on a house.
Yeah, it's a good amount of money. You should be able to do that. But you've got to win our final. Best of luck. Let's find out if Andy can beat the bar. Now, Andy, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Andy needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches him. With every correct answer, Andy moves one step closer to victory and that £12,034. But the bar is determined to hunt him down. If it reaches him at any time, it's game over and he goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Andy?
That's clear.
Let's reveal today's categories. Music, science and nature, world affairs, sport, television, or planet Earth? Now, Andy, you have to play three categories. To move along the runway, you'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. So, Andy, what do you want to choose first?
I think there's a few good categories in there. I think I'm going to start with my strongest subject, so I'm going to pick sport first.
OK, and it's good that you can see some other ones that you're going to play later on. You're playing your strongest one. The bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck. The Queensbury rules govern which sport?
Boxing.
With which European club did David Beckham end his professional playing career?
AC Milan.
Cricket bats are traditionally made from which wood?
Willow.
The America's Cup is contested in which sport?
Sailing.
What is the highest number of points that can be scored with a single dart?
60.
What colour jersey is worn by the winner of the Tour de France?
Yellow.
Chuckers are periods of... Well done, Andy. Oh. That's amazing. Only one wrong. Paris Saint-Germain is the club that David Beckham ended his playing career in Europe.
Right. Yeah.
You've played your best topic. Yes. Take a step forward. Thank you. First one done. 10 steps to go. Have a look at the categories again. So sport's out, but you've still got music, science and nature, world affairs, television and planet Earth. Which one are you going to go for?
I will go with science and nature, I think.
OK. Good luck.
Thanks.
The young of which animal are known as leverets?
Hare.
Which acid is typically found in car batteries?
Carbonic.
In computing, a terabyte is made up of 1,024 what?
Gigabytes.
What type of insect is a Camberwell beauty?
Butterfly.
What is manufactured by the Haber process?
Oil.
Which social networking site has a small blue bird as its logo?
Twitter.
In physics, what do the letters C stand for in the abbreviations AC and DC?
Current.
How many sides does a... well done, Andy.
It's all the way over there.
It still hasn't come back. If you slip up on a few things, it bounces back and the pressure starts to build. Mm-hmm. You've got a couple wrong there.
Yeah.
Sulfuric acid is what you were looking for in car batteries. Ammonia is the Haber process. But it doesn't matter. You're still well on the way to that £12,034. Just five steps stand between you and the prize money. And the bar is only there. Get a few wrong, though, and it can be like a domino effect. It can start to play on your mind. Let's choose your next category, then. What's it going to be? You've got music, world affairs, television or planet Earth?
I think the strongest one out of the four, by quite a long way, is planet Earth. So I'm going to pick that one, please.
OK, planet Earth it is. I have to say, you're really cool, aren't you? Really laid back.
Well, all I'm thinking at the minute is I want to get there.
Dreaming of the deposit on the house?
That may be partly in my mind at this point as well.
Are you ready, Andy?
Yeah.
Good luck. Mombasa is a port in which East African... St David's is the main train station serving which city in southwest England?
Pass.
In which European capital is the famous statue of the Little Mermaid?
Copenhagen.
Which is the highest waterfall in the world?
Angel Falls.
Baffin Island belongs to which country?
Canada.
How many member states are there in the European Union?
23.
Seismology is the name given to...
Earthquakes.
What is the capital city of New Zealand?
Wellington.
The Palace of Holyrood House. Well done!
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, well.
The bar was on its way back, but it's a long way there. To start with, though, you wobbled on a few.
Yeah.
Kenya is where Mombasa is. Exeter is where the station St David's is. And there are 28 member states in the European Union. But it doesn't matter, Andy.
No, it doesn't matter.
You've won £12,034.
Oh, mate, thank you.
You can start dreaming about the holiday to the West Coast.
Absolutely.
How do you feel?
I feel absolutely thrilled. I can't even explain it. Thank you so much.
And a deposit on the house, maybe?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn pleased with that, I must admit.
Well, you have been fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a winner on Rebound. That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when another six contestants battle to beat the bar. See you then. Goodbye.